Good morning.
Hey, good morning, Chris. How are you?
All right, how are you, Jada?
I'm good, thank you.
Good. Get started in just a couple of minutes, as soon as we get to critical mass.
Yep. And I will put up the wiki page. We'll take the...
Perfect.
Meeting minutes.
Good morning, Chris.
Morning, Alok.
Morning, Alok.
See, it looks like we're still joining, so I'll give everybody another minute or two. Okay, it looks like the joins are slowing, so let's get started. It looks like we're about at critical mass. So next week is the M4 milestone on the 20th, and so today we're going to go through where we are with the release and do a thorough status. And if there's anything that we're not going to close by next week, we need to identify that. But getting some strange annotations. So we're going to be going through the whole list, you know, Garrett, Jira, and Jenkins, just to make sure that everything is where we need it for next week. Also, I have a bit of a personal announcement. I have decided to accept a new position working for a cloud provider. And so I'm going to be leaving Huawei and leaving ONAP by the end of the month. And so we need to kick off a new PTL election for VNF SDK. I'd like to open the nomination period today and go, you know, as is the custom now, for 4 days and then do the election by next week so that, you know, if we can resolve that by our next meeting, that we have time for the transition to the new person. So after the code freeze, I will be around one more week. I'll be at ONS Europe, I'll be happy to work with whoever the new PTL is to make sure that we have a smooth handoff and keep the project moving smoothly for Casablanca. Are there any questions from the team before we move on? Okay. Let's keep going. I want to take a look at some of these things. I'm going to start with the checklist for M4. I went through and started filling it out with all the links to JIRA. I want to show everyone what we need to do. First, all the JIRA stories supporting the release have to be implemented, or we have to list if we're not going to implement something in time for the release, if we have to de-scope anything. We're using Kanban, but are any committed Kanban stories marked done? And are all the tasks associated with those stories also marked as done? So we'll go through that today. In terms of the release management, the FOSS issues and previous milestones are all set. We're doing very well there. There is currently only one defect of the high and highest priority. Gilda, one quick note for you. Now with the new workflow, it's not done anymore. It's closed.
Yeah, I would update.
Sure. Yeah. I had to go change our filters to make this work.
Got it.
We currently only have one, which is to upgrade Postgres to the latest version based on the security issue. This is in Ref Repo. And Kailun has already taken care of this in Funk Test. We don't have any binaries to worry about. Garrett, there are currently some pending commits, but we need to clear that up hopefully today. Let's see, are all the Jenkins jobs passed? Yes, we do have periodic flakiness. There was one this morning. It'll probably be clear by the time we get to it. Once in a while, the daily job will fail just because Linux Foundation doesn't have enough resources. But if we rerun the job, then it works fine. Are the snapshot binaries available? Yes. Do we have the independent versioning? Yes, we're doing just fine on that. Are CSID tests being implemented? Yes. The Docker images are available, and we're passing the build process. And we do have documentations, including the API docs. So we're going pretty well on that. What we just have to do is make sure that we close all the tickets or identify anything that we're not going to complete in the next week. Okay. So let me just run through some of these other things before we go into status. Let me reload this. Here is our Jenkins status. And you can see all the little blue balls.
There is just one red, I think. I was.
Yeah, I caught that earlier, and I did a please release on that was in Funk Test, and it cleared right up. So it was
okay.
Just one of those lab
fancy
foundation. We've been getting about one a day, and I always just rerun it every time I see that because it more often than not is the Linux Foundation lab.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Okay. Yep. Fantastic. Thank you.
In this case, I reran it, and you can see everything turned back to blue.
Yep.
Okay. And here is Garrett. Here are all the open items. So we have one from Kailun that came in today about sonar. We have some open ones from Package Tools. Nanhao and Canada Garage, I know you've been working on these two. How's that review going?
Yeah, so we were discussing like whether we need to reorg the code to a different project. But because of the timeline, I think we can go with the current approach. Also, there is some limitation on moving the code from package tool to validation project. So I think this release, this code can go in as it is.
Okay.
Yeah.
Great.
So one of you will do the review and the merge and in master?
Yeah, after the a meeting, I will do the review.
Oh, okay, great. Fantastic.
Yeah. Thank you.
Great. Wonderful. So that should take care of all of our open things. Let's see. Why don't we then do the deep dive? Let me stop my share. And Gildas, can you take us through the status report?
Yes, certainly. Let me share my screen.
Thank you.
Yes, here we are. So let me go, as I do usually, from left to right. Here we are, the first one with Michael O'Brien, DNF SDK Postgres chart should use not port prefix variable.
This is actually an OOM ticket.
Yes.
They've been working on it. Jasmine is doing that, trying to shift over our Postgres into a common OOM managed Postgres database. They're having some issues with the initiation scripts, but so this is work in progress right now.
Okay. Do you think they will have the time to do it by the M4 next week?
Well, it's already running through Garrett, so they just have to fix their patch.
Okay, let's cross our finger. We will see how that goes.
Yeah. If not, we can always roll back to exactly what we're doing today.
Yeah, okay. Okay, thanks, Chris. Andre, there is nothing assigned to him, so let's move on. Alok, you have this fellow here, the VNF SDK 257.
Well, Prakash will give you an update on where things are. Prakash?
Yeah. Yes, Alok. With respect to VES, we have almost 90% testing is done. So we'll be ready to deliver, as mentioned last week, that is 17th, we'll be ready to deliver the check in the code and be ready.
Yeah. May I ask you, when do you pause to check in the code and close this?
We'll close it Monday, that's 17th.
Okay.
And just want to let you guys know one thing is the current code will work, but we are trying to also make the code more generic in the sense it becomes more table driven and configuration driven rather than code. You have to code everything. So those announcements will come later on when we get completed, probably next release or so. So right now, yes, we'll have the agent code completed and aligned with VES 7.0.1. But there are other enhancements we're thinking about that will come probably in next release.
Oh, okay.
Great. Okay, thank you. Mm-hmm. So we'll just have to watch the ticket and make sure that we mark it closed as soon as the code gets merged.
Sure.
Okay. Yeah, sure.
Great, thank you. Moving on, Andy. Not sure Andy's on the grid though.
He'll be on the next one. We can check in and make sure that his tickets are ready to close by then.
Okay. Avinash, I'm not sure he's on the call though. It's about HPA validation on marketplace. Should we reassign that ticket to someone or?
Let's see. Can Garaj, would it be possible for you to talk to Avinash on this?
Sure, Krish. I'll ask him to update this ticket.
Great, thank you.
Yeah.
Yes, thank you. That would help. So, Kana Garaj. Wow. Okay, you have three of them are in progress.
These stories are like implemented, I think, also tested. So I will move them to the complete state.
Okay. Those three?
Yeah.
Okay, fantastic. Okay. So you will mark them as closed later today, next week?
Yeah, sure. Yeah, I'll do it. Not a problem.
Okay, great. Thank you, Kana Garaj. Moving on, Kailun, two of them in progress as well. Whoops. Oh, yep, here we are. VNF SDK 307.
Okay, for 307, I've submitted several patches to CLI project to provide the OCS YAML files to integrate FunkTest. Mm-hmm. And the first subtask that I did some code cleanup and generally some things for Sona to get the FunkTest code clean. So in general, I would like to kind of rush to review the second patches that were submitted to the second subtasks. There are three YAML files which need to be integrated into CLI project, I think.
So you're asking here for those three Gerrit reviews.
Yeah.
If Kana Garaj or someone else could review that.
Sure, Pailin.
Yeah, I will review them. Yeah.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, of CLI project. Okay. Please keep going, Kayun.
Okay. There is another question regarding the second one, 302. Yep. 302.
Yep. Okay.
According to the latest CLIM check that I found, even though there was no code checked in, but the result, the vulnerabilities shown in FunkTest have been changed. I mean, there were several vulnerabilities shown up. I'm not sure why this was going.
Oh, you mean in the Sonar report?
Not Sonar. CLIM, CLIM.
Yes.
Jenkins.
Let's see.
Okay.
Yeah, I am opening up the Sonar things right now. We're talking here about VNF, SDK. Is this a funk test you mentioned?
Yeah. Please click on the security section. I'm not sure where why some of them showed up.
Okay. I may questions. Are any of the POM file being modified to incorporate the Guava things?
Actually,
this isn't the Guava, I think, taking care of that. But Yeah, I see what you're saying. Drop wizard Jax WS pops back in after it's been gone for a while. I think this is partly because of the issues like Linux Foundation has been having with the licenses with the tool. Let's see, DOM4J is new. The H2 database has been there for a while, and we can explain that away. And then that drop wizard Jax WS again, that I think is a false failure.
Would you please return back to the Jira comment?
Certainly, you will.
Please kindly see my last comment, little bit down, okay. Because there is no patch submission between the 2nd of September and the 9th. But the CLM report that between those 2 dates, we have several vulnerabilities show up.
Yeah, and you know, if you do a deep dive into the DOM4J, it doesn't show a security issue. It shows this as a license issue,
which is okay.
Yeah, if you open up the detail on it,
it's, okay, got it.
So I think this is a false positive, because it. Yeah, it doesn't show what the vulnerability actually would be. Let's see.
I'm displaying here there's a CVE number for that though. Look what I did here on the DOM4J. I click here on the code problems. This came up.
Okay. But if you click on the component,
you mean at the top here?
No, get out of that.
Okay.
And then click on the DOM4J, And then you go to click on the details thing in the graph in the bottom.
Okay, hold on. Oh, details. Whoops.
So it's not showing the security issues. It's just showing this as a license thing. So
It's kind of weird.
Yeah. So yeah, I think there's something strange with this particular one. I think for the Jackson data bind and the drop wizard, we can use the same explanations we used last time. Kailun, if you can take a quick look at the DOM4J just do a little checking on that. And if there is, if we do need to upgrade it, if you can explore upgrading, that would be great. But I think
There was no upgrade since around 2006.
Okay.
So the DOM4J is widely used. In Java for XML.
Yeah. Well, we'll have to explore this a little bit to rule out whether this is. A real issue or whether this is just something fake from the tool. If you could just do a little bit of checking, I'd appreciate that.
Okay, no problem.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you for that.
The rest we'll put into the spreadsheet now that the security team has identified the format they want us to use. And I can get that straightened out by next week.
Okay, so if nothing else for Kailun, thanks Kailun for that. Moving on, the next one here I have is Lin Hao. So good thing here, we have a couple of them that are in a reviewing status. Is there anything someone should do here, Lin Hao?
Yes, just like Kanak said, he'll review this.
Okay, you said Kanak Garage?
I just made them right now.
Oh, okay. Okay, good. Yeah. And then we have this fellow here, the VNF SDK 174.
Yeah, after all the five are merged, this can be closed.
Okay, fantastic. Okay, okay. Those are dependencies. Okay, cool. And nothing else, I guess, in how on your side?
No.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you. Appreciate it. Moshi, I'm not sure he's on the air.
I don't see him at the minute.
Yeah.
Moshi is in vacation. We have a big vacation in Israel.
Good for him.
Yeah, for me too. Yeah. Vacation as well. Thank you.
Oh, thank you, Audrey, for coming. So is that something we should look at before M4 or let's see here. It's about versioning. The test needs to be versioned to suite.
Andre, do you happen to know if Moshe is going to complete this by next week?
I don't think so, as far as I know. But I can be sure. I'll try to ping him, okay? And we'll see. But is it a showstopper?
Probably not a showstopper, but we do need to identify it in our checklist if we're not going to be able to meet the code freeze.
It's very unlikely that he will be able to finish Kuskusa. I think he's in vacation, but I'll try to pick him. Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, we would appreciate. Thanks, Andre.
Thank you.
Okay, moving on. Victor. Okay. So let's start here maybe with the VNF SDK 209, which is...
I think the 209 is no update with after we discussion on last meeting. I think Daniel said we already implement one option in this release. I think we could leave this issue in the Dublin release to implement another options. Because I think as Liang Hao said, the first option is already implemented in package tours.
So do we want to close this then?
I think we could change the effect word to Dublin, I think.
Okay. Shula, can you change the fixed version then to Dublin?
Yeah, I can do that, yeah. Should I keep... I was wondering, should I still keep Casablanca? Because looks to me this ticket is also to some extent covering some work in Casablanca.
Yeah.
I can remove it
after we implement the two options.
Okay, I will remove it then.
Okay.
Okay, so this captures that we did the part that we're going to do for Casablanca and that there's more to do for Dublin.
All right.
Yeah. It works. Yeah.
Okay, okay. Okay. Thanks, Victor.
This is no updates. I didn't check this vulnerability last week. I just have updates for another Jira tickets.
Just hold on here, ref repo. Yeah, you may have to look. Yes, maybe something.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah. Okay.
Okay. Okay. Yeah, go ahead, Victor.
The 175. I think we almost finished the development, but I didn't submit this code. I think I could submit the code by before the M4. I think last. Next week, I could submit this code.
Okay, okay. I changed the status to in progress, as I understand you are coding right now.
Oh, okay. Thank you. Okay. Because I think if we set this in progress, I need to submit the code. Okay.
Yeah. Well, you told me you're working on it, so it's progress.
Yeah, progress is you're working on it. Then yeah. The one after that, reviewing, is once you've submitted the code.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay, sure. So you have a good chance that this will be implemented before the M4 next week.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Thank you. And I think that's it for you, Victor. Thank you. Chris, good for you. There's nothing assigned to you. So that's cover hit.
I had a question on issue number 173.
Hold on. Here we go.
Yeah, I was a little confused by this ticket. The ask of the ticket was to evaluate the impact of the VNF requirements, but the ticket itself, I don't find any link or anything that is the conclusion to the ticket.
Oh, the report, I think I then to another JIRA tickets. I will also put the link to here after this.
Okay. Yeah, that'll help the traceability of the task. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. I mentioned this. I forgot it.
Okay. Thanks for that. Chris wanted to ask you for the new template for the security findings. Maybe I can help you into populating that template or creating the template for VNF SDK. I don't know where we stand, to be honest with you.
Great. Yeah, why don't we sync up with that on that later today, if that works for you?
Yeah, definitely. Definitely.
Most of the information is there. It's essentially the same as Beijing. Cleaned up a lot, but there are a couple of things like Jackson that are just going to hang around, and we're just going to have to note again that we're using it securely.
Okay. Let's sync up today, and we will cover that. Okay, sounds good. Thank you. Great.
Thank you.
I think then that finished the items in regards to JIRA. I give you back the floor.
Great. Let me share my screen again. So we're actually doing pretty well on that. We've gone through the status and all of the pieces of the CI/CD toolchain. Any new business from the floor? Okay, very good. We'll wrap this up a little bit early. Thank you all for the good work. I see lots of progress on this.
Chris, just one quick question.
Yes.
I think Gayatri, one of the developers, is asking a question about there are two repos, right? We have one for C agent and one for Java agent. Can they be put together in the same place, or they have to go into a different? She may send you an email also.
Okay, great. This was just how Google structured it. It's all actually in one repo called VNFSDK/VASI agent. So if there's a better way to organize it, you're free to organize it how you want.
Okay. If you can respond to her email, I don't understand enough on the organization part of it. Great. So I said, I was asking her to come on the call, but she was having difficulty signing on. I don't know why.
I will look into that.
Thank you.
It's probably sitting in my inbox, so I will get to that a little later today.
Okay.
Great. Anything else? Okay, so for all the committers, I will send out the official email about nominations for the PTL position. Otherwise, good job and keep going towards M4. That'll be next week. And if you do run into any issues that are going to affect readiness for M4, please let me know as soon as possible so that we can document it appropriately. Thank you, everybody.
Thanks, Chris.
Bye. Thank you all. Thank you, Chris. Bye-bye.